said tonight, want to welcome you all in our Saviour's name. And over the past few weeks in the prayer meeting here, we've been having reports from the leaders of different parts of the work here in Cumber. So tonight I have two reports to bring, one for the young adults and one also for the outreach work of the church here in Cumber. And most of the other men all brought the word of God first and the reports at the end. But tonight I want to do it the other way around, not to take away from God's word, because we know that is the most important part of the meeting. But I feel that when we hear the reports and even the wee word that the Lord has laid upon my heart, that it will challenge us even more to pray for the work here in Cumber. To talk about our young adults first, our young adults are from between 15 and 30 years of age, with the average age being around 18 to 20 years old. So they do meet once a month here on a Sunday evening after the service. This was the format for about 5 or 6 years up to about 2 years ago. And at that stage there would have been between 18 and 25 or so in attendance. But for the last 2 years we've changed the way things have worked. And we've amalgamated the work here in Cumber with Carriduff, Ballygown, Bangor, Newtownards and Port of Ogay. And they all meet together month about in the churches, their own churches. So it would be Cumber one night, Ballygown the next, and then the following week Port of Ogay. And all the different groups all go to the church that it's in on that particular Sunday. And it's now known as the North Down Young Adults. They meet on the second Sunday every month. And the numbers are very, very good. We have to say that we have approximately between 80 and 120 in attendance at each of these meetings. And young adults coming even from all over the country, even just to come to these meetings. These meetings take the format of a quiz. Someone, young people will lead the meeting. Some of the young people will do the choruses. Someone will do the quiz. And again, it's good experience for them even to be involved in taking part in the meetings. And then one of the ministers from one of the churches that I've mentioned will bring the word of God. And the topics for these meetings are always to challenge and to encourage our young people, and always a word of gospel message, because there always is unsaved in these meetings. Well, many of the young people would invite friends and bring them along, so there's always those there. There's always that opportunity even to win others even for the Lord. And, you know, many of these young people would have attended even maybe three services, started off in Sunday school and then a morning meeting and evening meeting. So we try to have the meetings over by about 9:45 p.m. and then supper is served. And we are indebted to the ladies in the congregation here and the men also in Cumber and also in the other churches for the suppers that they provide for our young people, because some of them aren't easy filled and some of them enjoy their food. Most of them do. And there's always dessert served afterwards. And I just want to thank all the ladies and the men tonight for all of your help even in that. We work even for the Lord. But yes, it's the most important part of these meetings is the word of God and the preaching of it. But you know, very closely followed, I believe, is the fellowship these young people enjoy. And just to see 100 young people or so sitting around having a bite to eat, pulling their chairs around into circles and sitting chatting together and enjoying one another's fellowship with God's people is so, so important in these days in which we live. Meeting new friends from other churches, relationships are formed even in these meetings. Now, where else would we want our young people to be on the Lord's Day but in the house of God? And we would never seek to rush them out. They can sit here all night if they want, and some nights they have been known to sit to 11 or even nearly 12 o'clock, but it is just good to see them even here in the house of God. But the Lord has really blessed that work amongst our young adults. And I think it's so good to see even our young people going and speaking to the ministers, even after the meetings, getting the opportunity to talk to them on a one-to-one basis, to ask them questions, to seek even spiritual advice in an informal setting like that. You know, it's so much easier and gives them opportunity even to do that. We need to really encourage our young people in these days. We need to pray for them. I know that there are those, and in their workplace where they are, in school or university, they maybe don't have many Christian friends. I know many that do, but there are those and they don't have that Christian friendship. And it's so important even for these meetings. It gives them the opportunity to come and meet other young people that are saved and even seek to have fellowship even together. We need to pray for them. Pray for them that the Lord would even call them out into his service. You know, the Lord has done that even in the past here. The Lord has called young men even out of this congregation, and young men that did go even to those meetings. And we need to pray the Lord would even do that again. 1 Timothy 4:12 says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." Our prayer is that these young people would be a good example of what a saved young person should be, and how they should live their lives before the Lord, wherever they are, in school or uni or in the workplace. And they would seek to win others, even for Christ, those of their friends and those that they meet, even on a daily basis. And we do pray and encourage you to pray for them. And we want to thank you, Lord, even tonight, all of you, for your practical support, even for these meetings. And again, even also to Rachel for playing the organ, even whenever the meetings are here. We do really appreciate all the work that goes on amongst our young adults. And there's a wee bit more even just to tell of that, and I'll tell that in a wee minute or two, just with regards to what plans there are even for the future. So the second part of our report tonight is for the outreach or even the evangelism from this church. You know, we must look back with the psalmist and say in Psalm 126:3, "The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad." And think back of the past year, and especially the mission. What a time of blessing. What a time when we saw the Lord work and move here in a mighty, mighty way. We prayed before the mission that the Lord would come, the Lord would move, and the Lord would save souls. And praise the Lord, he did. God brought in the unsaved into those tent meetings. What a sense of the Lord's presence every one of us experienced. What a joy was in our hearts when we heard of souls being saved. And I know we can all look back and are just so thankful for what the Lord did in those days. Yet I believe the Lord is still working on, speaking to souls even that were in those meetings. Even now, even still, the Lord is speaking on through the preaching of the gospel. It was a busy year last year with the mission and the outreach and the prayer times, etc. And this was all done by the people here. Again, we want to thank you even for all the effort that was done. But also, we want to thank you, Lord, even for the calendars that were given out and the invitations for the family and friends meetings that were done last year. We thank you for the congregation here that we have a band of workers who are always ready to come out and to help give out the tracts or do whatever is to be done. We are thankful for you all, for your help and for your support and all the different efforts. It is a team and a united effort from young and old alike, and every one of us have our part to play. And even for those who maybe cannot go out and do outreach or go out and give out tracts, etc., we thank them for their prayers, and without that we couldn't do anything. I want to give you a brief report on the open air work of the church here. It takes place from the start of May and runs right through to the end of August. The meetings would last from about 30 minutes to start at 3 and finish about 3:30. We have a band of regular people in attendance between 20 and 25. We would go around various spots around the town. We try to always go to the same place at the same time each year, so we can always emphasize that these meetings are annual. We would usually sing one hymn, have an opening prayer, have a short word of testimony, and then some Bible verses and a short message. We know a large variety of people, even that would come, would take part. No one is ever put under pressure to do anything. Gospel literature would be given out when the meeting's taking place around the doors in that area. But you know, having a large group of people, you know, I remember looking back and there was times there was 3 or 4. But you know, when there's 15 or 20 or 25, it makes a big difference. People actually slow down and look to see what's happening. And you'd see windows opening of homes and people's cars stopping and windows going down. People want to listen to what's being said. Conversations have been had even during these meetings with people who have stopped. And it is an easy work to support. And I appreciate, and Norman appreciates too, that it's not always possible to be out every Sunday with family commitments, etc. But we are glad to have God's people coming out when they can. You know, there is something very special I feel about the open air work, standing out under the open canopy of heaven and taking part in these meetings is something very special. You know, we have had very little opposition. Generally, if someone did approach, someone would go and talk with them, even so as they wouldn't disrupt the meeting. Pray for this work, that the Lord will preserve us the opportunity to go out and preach the gospel in the open air. There are those, even in our land, that would want this stopped. They wouldn't want us there. They wouldn't want us preaching the gospel on a Sunday afternoon. Pray the Lord will preserve us and preserve that opportunity even to do this. You know, Isaiah 53 and the verse 11 tells us, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void." We have God's promise here regarding his word. And as if you have never, and as yet, if you haven't come out to this work before, you know, even next year, God willing, come out and join with us on a Sunday afternoon. And just to be there, just to be standing there is just as important, even as the one that's preaching or the one that's taking part. And pray for the work. Pray for the open air work that's been done in the past. And pray for even the open air work that's coming again next year, that the Lord will undertake for it and the Lord will bless the work of God there, even in the open air. I forget now how many years it is. Norman told us one day, do you remember, Hazel, was it 30 years or something we'd been doing? Something like that. We've been doing 30 years of open air work here, year after year. And the Lord has really blessed and given us the opportunity and the privilege even to do it for him, even over all those years. Just to encourage you, even for what would be planned for the outreach for 2024. Back in 2022, it was agreed by the session and committee to create a professional calendar that would be for distribution throughout Cumber and the surrounding areas. And this would include information of special services, family and friends, children's meetings, etc. And the different times of the services, just so that people would have this in their home. The pictures were from Cumber, so obviously people from Cumber like to see their own town. Last year there was 12,000 calendars were purchased, and the majority of them were delivered by hand. This was seen as an outreach opportunity, and the feedback was, as they were given out, very, very positive. I have to say, people rang up and sent messages to say they were so thankful even to receive this calendar. And again, we plan, God willing, to do the same next year, this year coming in. You know, there has been a burden to be able to get the calendars. And when we're doing outreach, we tend to focus on the town and we would struggle to do other areas. And it has been a burden for some years that many of the homes in the rural areas and the country roads, within even a few miles from Cumber, never really get covered. Especially even last year with the wintry conditions, it was difficult even to get the calendars out. So this year we plan, God willing, to use the post office to deliver just over 10,000 calendars, which would include all the rural areas right down to probably Killinchy direction, right out to White Rock and across sort of towards Ballygowan, that area there. And you know, it was a great success in the mission when we used the postal drop. And we trust that even using this service again will mean that every home will get a calendar. And of course there is a cost to do this with the production and the printing and the delivery, but the Lord has blessed the congregation here financially and enabled us even to do this work. You might say, well, I always enjoyed giving them out. Well, don't worry, there'll still be opportunity, for we are getting a couple of thousand extra, and we do plan to deliver into the developments on the edge of Dundonald, which we covered even before the mission, and just around that area, Millmount, Miller's Forge, etc. But you know, when you think about it, there could be 12,000 homes, God willing, in the new year with a gospel verse hanging on their wall 365 days a year. What an outreach. What an opportunity. Those people to have scripture hanging in their home. We need to pray that the Lord will really use that work and the Lord will bless the word and the word of his word that's on those verses, on those calendars hanging even on these homes. And pray again that the Lord will help us and give us even good weather at that time, even when it comes round to getting the calendars out. And if you another opportunity even for maybe those that aren't involved in other things to come out and help us even to do that wee bit of distribution. Also tonight, I want to thank Robin here, for he's very involved in the calendar and he's mainly the main man behind it all, and for all his work and effort. We also want to thank those that have taken photographs and given them to us. And I want to encourage you, it would be good even for next year if you would even do see a nice photograph and take it, because 12 photographs each year, we're not long on using them up, and it's good even if people here, even someone that's good with a camera, even to take a wee photograph and give it to Robin there, and we'll maybe be able to use it even, God willing, even in the year ahead. So remember the calendars and pray for this work, that the Lord will use them. God willing, we'll be having a week of meetings for believers in the spring of next year, 2024. We'll be having a visiting speaker for these meetings. We've also planned, in the will of God, for a youth mission in June 2024. This mission will be for our youth and for our young adults. We would like our young adults to take a leading role even in these meetings, and really encourage them to get involved in the organization of the meetings, leading the meetings, testifying in these meetings, even choruses, etc. Encourage them to welcome the people into the meetings, and encourage them to organize the prayer times for these meetings, and even also the outreach for these meetings, just to encourage them to get involved even in the Lord's work and be good for them. And they are so faithful, and we thank the Lord for them, even those that come out to the prayer meetings week by week. And we just want to give them the opening even to get involved and even to have this mission. And it's for the other youth fellowship on Friday night too, will be here too, and all the workers. And we just pray that the Lord will really move in these meetings, that the Lord will prepare hearts even, and the Lord will guide and direct. It'll be the Reverend Ryan McKee will be the evangelist for those week of meetings. Pray for him, and pray that the Lord will bless even that work amongst our young people. Also next year, even remember the special family and friends services. They're always a great opportunity for even us to invite in unsaved friends and family into the church here. Also, we do have done it in the past year for some of the special testimonies. We've gone out and given invitations throughout the town of Cumber. Again, pray for this, that the Lord will open the doors and people will, you know, we're always out there putting even the word of God through into the homes, and it's a good opportunity. You might say, well, sure, you've done it time and time again. Friends, we need to go again. We need to go again and go again. You know, as a congregation, another focus for prayer in the will of God is we have planned another tent mission to run from the 25th of May to the 8th of June 2025. And as yet, we haven't got a venue for this mission. But as a congregation, we need to start praying even for that mission now. We need to really take it upon our hearts and pray that the Lord will guide us and the Lord will direct us and lead us even as where that tent mission should be. And even for as regards the evangelist and regards all the different aspects of that tent mission, pray that the Lord will bless and the Lord will undertake, and it will be in the will of God. Think back to the last mission, how, you know, it was a good while before that that mission was announced, and it gave people the opportunity to pray about it. And look how the Lord even blessed that mission. Also in 2025, because it's the 75th anniversary of the Free Presbyterian Church that year, there will also be an evangelistic emphasis from all the churches. Yes, our church is going to look back as a denomination and thank the Lord for what he's done, but they want to look forward and see what the Lord's going to do even in the days ahead, and seek to evangelize even in that special 75th anniversary even of our denomination. Well, I trust tonight that you will have been encouraged and challenged by all that's planned even for the days ahead. This will give us plenty to pray for. But you know, as I finish tonight, I want to leave just a few verses of scripture with you. You turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 9, please. Matthew chapter 9 and the verse 35. Matthew chapter 9 and the verse 35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. And then saith he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the labourers are few. And pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth labourers even into his harvest. Amen. And the Lord will bless even the public reading of his word. You know, as we look around us even today, in the world that you and I are living in, and especially even over towards the land of Israel and all that we see that's going on there, we can say we are living in the last of the last of the days. The different events that are happening, you know, we're left in no doubt that truly this is the case. And how much more important is it not now, more than ever, that we seek to go out and reach the lost, even with the gospel. How we need to have an urgency to go and spread the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. How we need to really seek out individually and also as a church, even into this town of Cumber, even to see souls being saved. Read there in the verse 36, when the Lord Jesus Christ saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion. He was burdened for the lost. He had love for those who were not yet saved. We're told there in the verse 36 that he saw them. You know, it says he saw the multitudes. You know, even in the Lord's busy earthly ministry, the Lord Jesus Christ still took time to see the souls around him that were lost. Even when people would have been coming to him and saying, for pleading to be healed and the different things that were wrong, yet even in the midst of that was going on, the Lord looked and the Lord saw the multitudes that were lost around about him. Is that not a challenge even to us tonight, that we would take notice of the multitudes around you and I? Or do we get caught up even in our daily lives and all that we're doing and not see them? So easy to be caught up in business and all the different things that are going on and miss them. We need to look out and we need to see them. You know, we need to remember if they don't come to Christ, that they'll go to a lost eternity and hell. You know, as I thought about that challenged my heart, even in my own personal life. I pray that we would see the lost around us, even especially here in Cumber. Read there that he was moved with compassion upon them because they fainted and were scattered abroad. Friends, he knew their hearts and their thoughts. He knew that they had no purpose. He knew that they had problems and difficulties. He knew that there was no one to help them or guide them. And so it is today with the unsaved. So many go through life, they hope for the best at times. They cannot even think how well they will ever get through problems or trials or troubles. They have nothing or no one to turn to. You know, the Lord's heart went out to them when he saw them. We as God's people are so blessed. Yes, we'll have problems, we'll have difficulties, we'll have trials, but the Lord is always with us. The Lord is always there to care for us. The Lord is always there for us to cry unto, and the Lord will always bring us through. He saw them, he felt for them, and so should we. Our hearts should go out to the unsaved. We need to have a compassion and a love, and we need to be burdened for them. In the verse 38, we are told that the labourers are few. And I know in many places they are few. But you know, here in Cumber, that's not the case. And there is many, many workers. But it is still a great work to be done. We do have a very good response here. And whenever there's a work to be done, we really want to thank you again for that. But we would want to encourage others, even tonight, maybe you haven't been involved, even that they would get involved, even in the outreach. And they would seek to serve the Lord. In the verse 38 we read, And pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth labourers into his harvest. You know, what is our duty tonight? To pray. We are told there that God is the Lord of the harvest. He is a harvest, he is a husbandman, and the unsaved are his vines. He works where he chooses. He uses his labourers in his harvest. There is a season for sowing and a time of reaping. God wants to use you and I to sow the seed even of his word, to water it with prayer and tears, to have a genuine love for those around us that are lost. And then in God's time, he will come and he will reap a harvest of souls. The Lord wants you and I just to be faithful. He wants us to do what we can, even for him. And the things of God, faithfully reaching out, even in evangelism. Yes, in our own lives personally, in our workplace, in our families, and wherever we are, but also here, even in the life of the church in Cumber, and even to reach out even into the town here. He wants us to use every means that is given to us. Should that be the open air? Should that be an outreach where we're giving out gospel tracts? Should it be the calendar? Should it be a special gospel mission? You know, I really pray tonight that we would serve God together, and we would see even his kingdom extended, and even souls being saved, even in the days ahead. Amen. I want to thank our online listeners tonight, even for being with us, and even as we get down to